I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Good to see you, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Transfers are happening and John Terry has left the Villa. It's Tuesday, 27th of July. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Pete Donaldson.
And I am Tim Campbell.
Another terrific Tuesday, gentlemen. Good to see you. Pete, you're wearing a Mexico 1998 top.
I am. It was a birthday present from my 40th.
Ooh. From your 40th?
From your 40th. From my 40th.
Who gave it to you? Was it Blanco himself?
Father of the bride.
Ah.
Father? No, I don't know what it works with, like, girlfriend. What does that work?
Just a man.
Just a man.
Isn't it? Just a
man,
you know.
West Ham season ticket owner, Frank.
Got an all classic football shirt dealer, have you? Oh, excellent stuff. Jim, you're looking radiant, cousin. Are you
Thanks,
looking
mate.
Forward to getting stuck into today's chat, looking ahead to the new season, talking about those transfers?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Getting stuck in like like one of the many, many centre-backs doing the rounds.
Yes, of course. Well, that's where we start, in centre-back corner. Well,
the centre-back merry-go-round.
I hate this time of the year because I'm like, I get really invested in a particular story. Go, well, of course he's going to go here. He doesn't go here.
No.
He doesn't even move.
Yes.
It's just a bit of brinkmanship.
Uh-huh. You're speaking specifically about Newcastle United transfer targets, aren't you?
I don't even think any serious agent worth his salt would use Newcastle as a bargaining chip.
No.
Oh, Newcastle are interested. No, they're not.
And?
Yeah, and?
Is there anyone else interested?
Yeah, the way sort of football discourse is just sort of like degrading over time. Like, you do that and you just have people going, cursed player!
Is that, you know, when you're on your way out or maybe you need to look to move to a championship club? If Newcastle are interested, is that what you're saying?
I think it's got to the point where, you know, like crazy people on the internet are obsessed with the fact that Joe Biden is actually doing his governing from an 80% ratio reproduction of the White House. I think Newcastle...
Sorry, what was that equation there?
Like a 80, like a, the ratio, like a one to, what would it be? A smaller version of the White House.
Right.
It looks the same on television, but it's actually only 80% of the actual size of the White House.
He's in a replica.
Yes.
Is this a conspiracy?
Conspiracy, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are some weird ones out there.
Well, it is. My God. Yeah, that's pretty...
I've not seen this conspiracy.
No.
I thought you were like, this is information. And I'm like, I think to myself, why have they done that?
Yeah, why have they done that? Thank God, Marcus. I'm going down Trafalgar Square at the weekend. We're going to have a rally.
All right.
Let's find some answers.
I'll see you there.
But I just think that might be Newcastle United. I don't think they're a football team anymore. Everything's 80% the size it once was.
Yeah.
And actually even sold Steve the rest Bruce. Off. Yeah. Even Steve Bruce.
Right then. Well, we did mention centre-backs there. We'll start with Manchester United. They've agreed a fee for Raphael Varane. It's expected to be announced, of course. So it's all but done, really, ladies and gentlemen. As you say, Peter, if they pull out now, then we'll be like, damn it all, we invested so much. But I mean, it's believed to be about 34 million, likely to reach over 40 with add-ons. Is it me, or is that a pretty good price, Jim?
It's a very, very good price, isn't it? Especially given that he's 28, so mm-hmm. I mean, he's in theory could be moving into his absolute peak years. Mm-hmm. It's a spectacular bit of business.
You tried this yesterday with Sancho, and Brass, I'll give you short shrift.
Well,
so I'm going to do the counterpoint. Actually, no, it's not.
Nobody's worth £40 million. Yeah.
Because as Rio Ferdinand says, he's very lightweight and he won't be able to mix it up on a Thursday night.
Well, it's not quite what Rio said. All right, fine. You've cracked open the real
also,
gel.
Also, it might be, you know, COVID ball, isn't it?
Everything's
a little bit
deflated.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
Things are reduced. I mean, there was a lot of people on Twitter saying, I can't believe that Arsenal are proposing to pay £50 million for Ben White, and then Raphael Varane is World Cup winner, play for Real Madrid, he's going to be less.
Age, contract length, you pay more when a player's English, etc.
Yeah, Raphael Varane wasn't a part of the England squad in the Euros, so...
Yeah. Also, Arsenal were terrible at transfers.
There is that as well.
And other teams know, you see.
Yeah.
And there's nothing Arsenal can do about that, apparently.
Word gets around quick, doesn't it? If we know, they know. You know what I mean? But yeah, Varane, Rio Ferdinand, he did offer a word of caution, Peter, right? He said, on paper, Maguire and Varane looks a very, very good combination. But he's got to understand the English game is different. You've got to go to Burnley and places like that. Sometimes it can be up and at him, a different style of football to anything he's played before. Balls getting wrapped around your ear holes. Is that teabagging? I mean, he's mentioned. crosses from different angles.
Long testicles.
That he hasn't seen on a consistent basis in Spain, where they play more, play on the floor more and a slower football. Can he adapt? That's the question.
Can
I
he
love
adapt?
This idea that because players play in Spain, and bear in mind, you know, he's won a lot of European trophies as well.
And there's some real
never seen a cross yet. Imagine that.
Whoa, ref!
Yeah,
on his first game.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I'd never seen this against Atletico.
Overhead height.
He's been playing five-a-side football. He can't go in the box.
Yeah,
everything. No, I don't.
Angles
what you mean.
He's never seen before.
I tell you what, if someone crosses football against Man United first game of the season, bang, power header.
Yeah.
First things first, he needs to be learning from Mr. Concrete, Mr. No Nonsense, Phil Jones, who's not played since. Let's have a look. Oh, January 2020.
2020.
No nonsense, Mr. Concrete.
Yeah, but he
real
has got
British
slab
beef.
He's got slab head there.
He has.
Yeah. We don't make an argument that Phil Jones is all nonsense.
But Rio Ferdinand did say he did believe that Varane has the tools to adapt to the English game.
Yeah, I reckon so. Yeah.
It sounds like he's hedging his bets a little bit and not really imparting any information.
Do you think this quote from Ferdinand, he was at the table when they were doing the deal? That's why they got the price lower. Well, is he? Can he face crosses? Can he do this? Really, you're asking too much. That should knock 10 million off the price.
Maybe. And it's surprising for Ferdinand, isn't it? Because he's generally quite a sort of measured pundit. And this kind of...
Is he? It's quite underwhelming at times, I think,
sometimes.
Veers
into cliche.
I like Ferdinand.
He's been hanging around with quite dull like pundits for a while and have kind of dragged him down.
He's not had a punditry gig for a while. He's been enjoying the sort of post-Euros, pre-Premier League gooch. He's just phoned it in.
Well, to be fair,
crosses.
That gooch is getting smaller and smaller.
It is, isn't it?
Things get adjusted.
He is right to say that there is a different style of football, and obviously he's sort of over-egged that a bit. But he did say that he believed Varane was good enough for the job, which is a relief for a World Cup winning Real Madrid centre-half.
Absolutely. I mean, we are sort of playing down, I know for comic effect, Marcus, but like what a good player Varane is. I mean, Man United are having a hell of a window.
Yes.
They look annoyingly like
contenders on paper.
Oh, they're taking the transfer window by the horns in the best market and using their kind of marketing power and buying power to really sort of nail it down. It's going to be a really interesting
season. But on behalf of Manchester United fans, they've still not got a player in there who can step in for Fred. which will be interesting.
Yeah, I don't think they're done though, are they?
Maybe not. I mean, they have money. Not many clubs do at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think as well, given that at some point, you know, at one point last season, their fans are on the pitch, like going, boo, less of this.
Have you seen
they're probably going to spend a lot of money?
There's a proposal happening where they might have a sort of a fan meeting once in a while, and one of the Glazers will turn up once a year to it or something to basically go, can you keep off the pitch, please? there's something happening there, so we'll perhaps talk about
Eric Bye is in the crowd going, can I have my fob back? I came back for the Olympics, I couldn't get in to Carrington. Can I have my fob back?
Yeah, give him the fob for crying out loud. Well, of course, Ben White, Jim, we mentioned him there, he's expected to have a medical on Wednesday as he's on the brink of a £50 million move to Arsenal. Sol Campbell said that White needs to become a master of his position after his £50 million price tag.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, if maybe a little grand.
Sorcerer soul, then.
Yes, I've been reading, obviously, a lot about Ben White at the moment. I've been sending this to my Arsenal supporting friends with the phrase, hook it to my veins. I'm just going to read this. It's from a Sky Sports article. In fact, in 82 league appearances for Brighton and Leeds over the last two seasons, White has not made a single error leading to an opposition shot. According to Opta, David Luiz, by contrast, has made 4 in 53 appearances in the same time frame. So,
more
stability, please, would be nice. Because actually, I think one of the things that, you know, people have raised eyebrows at the price tag, understandably, and also the fact that Arsenal are signing another left-footed centre-back. But David Luiz leaving, you know, because he's quite chaotic, people forget about the positives that he brings as well, which is that he does take the ball out of defence quite a lot and he starts attacks, and Ben White does that as well.
Has Ben White ever won the Champions League, Jim?
He hasn't, no, but it's early days and he'll become a master of position,
yes,
his position, and probably get a move elsewhere and maybe win it then.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, has he increased his chances?
He's got a buy-on fee, hasn't he? He's got a buy-on fee, so they look forward to whatever percentage.
But that's good, you know what?
20% of 50 million.
Look, I am delighted that sort of thing is in there, because Arsenal have just made so many kind of sort of naive transfer decisions in the past that come back to bite them. Like, so not being able to move Willian on at the moment is a great example of that, because it was supposed to be a short-term fix for just too much money, and it's blown up in our faces. And the age profile of the players coming in is really, really nice as well. They're clearly building something.
You talk about like mastering your position, but surely Ben White's flexibility is kind of, that's why his price is so chunky, because he can kind of deputise it in five different places.
Absolutely, and he's good at sort of slotting into midfield as well, and
he's the new
on either side of the centre-back pairing as well. So, I'm happy with that, poisonly.
Just going back to a point there, is he the new Steve Watson?
Is he the new Steve Watson?
No, he's
can
not.
He do a forward roll
Ben White
throw?
I mean, that was a big solid soul did say that about Ben White. You know, he's one for the future as well, with in terms of the positions and so on. But he's also, I'd say, what is he, 23 or something? Mm-hmm. He looks like fairly in the present as well.
Yeah. Be interesting. You hear all these statistics about how calm he is, not giving away sort of like, you know, opportunities that lead to goals and stuff. It's like,
that was at Brighton.
Is it the players or is it Arsenal?
Yeah, you know,
we'll see.
Well, as soon as that shirt goes on him, he's just like, the panic.
It was like a missed 6 months from, like, I don't know, swallowing his own foot on the pitch or something. Like,
you know, when they talk about one of the great things that, forgive me, everybody, but Southgate has done at England. It's making the shirt lighter. When they talked about it being a heavy shirt. Is it Arsenal's, like, is it a panicky shirt?
There's aspects of it, but I think
it's got a big gun on it.
It does have a big gun on it. That should make
cannon
you feel
balls.
Quite secure, shouldn't it? But I think Arteta's working really hard to change that by sort of, you know, he got rid of the sort of little cabal of dickheads last season, which seems to have improved the team no end. So I think that sort of stuff all makes a difference.
It's what we do with the ramble, but we remained in our seats.
So we are the cabal of dickheads.
We extended the cabal of dickhead universe.
Oh, dear. Well, Arsenal, they have signed Emile Smith-Rowe and Bukayo Saka up on long-term contracts. Yes. A refreshing piece of future planning from Arsenal.
Absolutely.
And along with Ben White, you sort of think to yourself, well,
bring Odegaard home.
Yeah. But that is
absolutely
looking a bit more peachy.
Well, no, it's good. And also, like I said earlier, the age profile of these players is ideal, because obviously they're building a team. Emile Smith-Rowe and Bukayo Saka, unless Arsenal get back to where they believe they belong, they'd probably move on in future. But they've tied them down to very long-term deals. So even if that does happen, they'll get a good return on it. So it's just smart from every direction.
Just put the harp sound effect and it would go forward to January where someone on Arsenal fan TV has gone, fam, we need experience. We need players who've done stuff.
Why are we signing up all these youngsters? Oh, dear me. Well, across town, Spurs have signed a youngster. Sevilla winger Brian Gil has joined them for an undisclosed fee. Hate that! Tell us how much!
I know.
Give us a general figure or something.
You make it up then, Marcus.
They've signed him.
They've dared you to do that.
They've signed him for 400 euros.
It's a birthday card with £3 in it.
3,000 million lira is the prize. Work it out yourselves. Eric Lamero is going the other way. Of course, he's 20 years old, and on the continent's David Cartledge reckons he is one of Spain's top five biggest talents. So now he's one of Spurs' top five biggest talents, you would say. He spent the majority of last season at Eibar, but he does look... I haven't seen that much of him, to be honest with you, but from what I've seen, you know, a highly rated Spanish winger, we know, we've seen the likes of this before. So I think Spurs have got themselves a good one there. I don't think there's too much doubt about that. Eric Lamela going the other way, I mean... You think about if he's injured a lot and so on, why not
have
a bit of...
How did he pass a medical? Because I've got a life insurance one coming up soon.
Have a word. But if you are going to spend a lot of time injured on the sidelines, a bit of Sevilla sunshine.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
You know what I mean?
And also, I think it's a good thing for Spurs that, you know, just refreshing the squad is necessary, isn't it? And I mean, this would be the case anyway, but it is the post-Jose effect, isn't it? You just have to have a spring clean.
Yeah. I enjoyed Serge Aurier saying on Instagram, "I'll miss you, you little arsehole."
Taking your money at Uno. I love the idea of that.
Very enjoyable indeed. But his departure means that he is the final member of the Gareth Bale post-2013 spending spree.
Oh,
so left with departed. Gareth Bale, weirdly. Well,
yeah. So obviously it was Christian Eriksen, Robert Soldado, Paulinho, Capoue, Chicharez and Chadli, if you remember that.
Yeah.
But it was a while. I mean, it was 8 years ago now.
It sounds quite hit and miss, but actually... Pretty much all of those players have had good careers, not necessarily at Spurs.
Had to get that in.
No, I'm not. That, I can't help. I didn't mean for that to be a dig. I just can't help it.
My mate just said that he should come out and just do pro bono work for Spurs. Bill.
Yeah. That's true. Or pro Rabono, would it be?
Well, in Lamela's case, yes.
Yes, absolutely. But BBC Sport wrote this about Eric Lamela. He scored 37 goals in 255 games. I'm amazed he got to that many. And was an unused substitute in the 2019's Champions League final defeat by Liverpool.
Of all the things to pick.
Yeah. Part of the squad, you could have said. An unused sub. They thought about it and thought we're better off not having him on the pitch.
Yeah.
Deary me. Another Spurs player, it looks like he's on his way, is Toby Alderweireld. 32-year-old Toby Alderweireld is looking like he's off to Qatar.
Hair the colour of steel.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Because it's not grey.
Well,
it looks metallic.
It is quite metallic.
It's like it's oxidised.
Yeah.
The V.H. Boish kind of tint, do you think?
No, I think it's unique.
Okay.
Would it be fair to say for
T-1000, maybe?
For like four or five games last season or recently, like he's been one of Spurs. Best players.
Then
just dropped off an absolute cliff and then found a crevice to sort of slip down and then went potholing until he was near the earth. Underneath the earth's
crust. Hang on, Jim, I'm fascinated where this is going
to
finish. Does it finish in Doha?
So he got there.
Yeah, the golf club Wikisi having cocktails. Is that where it ends up?
With Alderweireld, I mean, his body seems to be a bit shot to pieces.
Yeah.
And
mind is still there for me. He's good.
He's been a phenomenal defender. There's no two ways about that. But it does seem a bit like he's 32. But then he does look like he's tiring and
also, as well, we mentioned earlier the effect that COVID's probably having on transfer fees. Mm-hmm. Probably true of wages as well. If you're a player like Alderweireld, in the past you might have got, you know, you maybe have done another 2 years somewhere on a big contract and then gone to Qatar. But it's probably not an option now. If you want to just...
Well, there was talk about Belgium, wasn't there? There was talk about that he might go back home, that kind of thing. I mean, clearly, if he is tiring, which... All the sort of it seems to be the case, then staying in the Premier League is probably not a good idea. So as you say, go to Qatar where you're going to get paid a fair few quid and not have to try that hard to get it.
It sounds exhausting.
Also, Jim, he'll be already there when the World Cup comes around. He'll be like, "Come on, Roberto, you got to pick me. I'm already
showing
here."
One around.
Yeah, exactly. I know the ropes. I've acclimatized. Yeah,
I know the best.
You'll save
machines.
Money on the plane. Fair.
There's loads of stuff. Does your average Belgian footballer, are they used to playing in the heat of Qatar? Probably not. I am.
So smart. Marcus is very smart.
It's a very shrewd move all around, I'd say.
It's like me on the text to Vish telling him what the best convenience convenience store is in Japan. Because he's only allowed out of his hotel to go to the supermarket. So I was like, that was the best one.
Tesco.
Get yourself a Coolish ice cream. It'd be delicious.
Probably 7-Up. Sorry, 7-Eleven. They're everywhere, 7-11. Aren't they?
Oh, 7-Eleven, yeah, they are everywhere.
Yeah.
Not here,
British
though. Not
no.
here. Yeah. We have to go abroad to go to them. But then that's part of the fun, isn't it?
That's part of the 7-Eleven experience.
7-Eleven and sunshine. That's why we go abroad. Another Spurs signing was made at the weekend. Atalanta goalkeeper Pierluigi Golina, who is on loan. So close to being a referee with that
Barry
name.
Barry Befferee.
Yeah. he apparently he's a rapper.
He's a Galina. It's a Galini, isn't it?
Oh, Galini, you're right. Sorry, I was too busy trying to mush it towards what I wanted. I actually changed the man's name. Old Golzy. Apparently he's a rapper and he calls himself Glorious, which is something we appreciate.
God, his name is nearly in goalie. So when Spurs had a young defender called Defendi, I'm all for that.
His single is called Rapper With Gloves.
Yeah, a lot of like, it's a very, it's a cheap video, but all of the clips of the young Galini playing football is just him not being a goalkeeper. It just seems he's a frustrated goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to be a goalkeeper, wants to be a rapper, wants to be a footballer, wants to be...
That's the energy I want from a Spurs player, from where I'm sat. Would rather be a rapper.
Yes, yeah. Please. Uh-huh.
To be fair to him, for that video, he made the song and the video to raise money for the local pitches where he grew up playing football. So
turn it into something. Yeah.
Well done.
I'm glad he scrimped on the video then. I'm glad he thought about the overheads, quite frankly. I like the fact that...
he will be in England. Just constant crosses, isn't he? He won't have seen it before. I know he played for Villa, but it's a different level in the Premier League.
Who got rid of him there? Brucey. Don't need him, mate. Don't need him. He looks very good, by the way.
He does. Before we go to break, we should say, Tottenham fans, that in the pre-season friendly against Chelsea on the 4th of August, Chelsea will be parading the Champions League trophy prior to kick-off.
I don't like all these London friendlies. I understand why they have to happen, but playing Chelsea and Spurs just before the season makes me really nervous and I don't like it.
Yeah, all right, then. Right, time for a break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Join me,
Jaguar, the host of BBC Introducing Dance on Radio 1 for my brand new podcast, Utopia Talks. It's a reactive platform to discuss issues that my generation care about in dance music culture and the wider world. I'll be talking to some of the biggest names in dance music, including people like Heidi.
The lineups do not need to be 99% male-driven. Mm. There's all these interesting new producers and women that are coming through, you know, all sorts. Yeah. It's like women are speaking out now.
And the sensational Bless Madonna.
I feel like literally my entire life has led up to this. This is the first event we've had like this, not just in the UK, but really in the Western Hemisphere. And to be able to be here with all of these people who are so happy is just absolutely the biggest, highest joy of my life.
As well as having the meaty conversations I often have with friends that I'd love you to join in with.
There's so much new energy coming out of the pandemic, and there's so many like new nights and festivals, yeah, yeah, and everyone's really pushing for this new structure where people genuinely don't feel anxious, mm-hmm, about coming to a club night because of the way they look or the way they dress. It's more about everyone in.
To me, Utopia is a perfect moment. It's togetherness, it's the future. I want to live in a more inclusive, equal world, and I hope this podcast will build a community and help create change. Subscribe now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. New episodes dropping every Wednesday. Welcome to Utopia Talks.
Utopia Talks is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Comes all the way across. Townsend. Oh! My sweet grandma's apple pie.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody.
How casual that is.
Yeah. It really is sort of like my sweet grandma's apple pie was a travesty.
My giddy aunt.
What do you reckon, Peter? Andros Townsend this season, how many goals?
You tried this on them yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in
how many
you.
Goals? I think they're well stocked in many departments, and I don't think Rafa will play him as much as you think. I don't think he's going to get to 5.
No.
There you go.
How many do you think he's going to get?
I think he's going to get 2.
2? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll go for 3 then.
Here we go.
It's not Luke's game.
The strangest recurring bet in
Jim,
football broadcasting.
Do you want to get involved?
No, you know what? I think I prefer this to be between you.
You don't know less than 3.
Uh-huh. I can't express enough how much I don't care what sort of season.
I'll go for 4.
Yay. And there a we half. Go. Better. There 4.5 goals.
Uh-huh. Including a volley. All right, everybody. Let's have some emails.
Press the button.
Tickle your ivories.
Football Ramble is a pretty good place to start. Football Ramble.
Well, it just sounds a bit gimmicky.
No, I think it's exciting round. Football Ramble.
Phil Neville. He confused testicles with balls.
Very rarely does it all go completely silent because no one knows what to say.
Where does this rank? Is it above or below punching the punching of the horse?
They thought to themselves, well, old Fizzer knows his onions.
Personally, I think it's a bit of a silly one.
You got email.
Well done.
Football Ramble.
The home of Willy Waver.
You got email.
Tune in this time next week to hear it again.
Don't play again. Fine work from Stuart Cornelius. Mm. Oh, by the way, there was horse punching was mentioned. There was this.
Yes.
This happened in Australia as well. Some of our Aussie
lockdown Aussie protest.
Yeah.
Idiots.
You don't like to see. You don't like to see it. I think the Newcastle one was a bit more romantic because you didn't actually see the connection. On the famous picture of him doing that,
and he was wearing a mask,
and he's wearing a mask to protect his teeth from. But yeah. And this lad, you see the horse go, "Oh, you bastard!"
Of all the adjectives, it was a bit more romantic.
Yeah, it's a bit more. It was a better picture. That bloke in a like a Aussie rules top, just chinning a horse.
Oh no, I wasn't into that at all.
No,
right. No. I don't...
They're so different, aren't they?
They're so different.
Indeed, it is, Peter. You've got something to say for yourself other than that.
Have I now?
Yeah, you do.
We asked you for some of the transfers in football history that never ceased to surprise you. Peter Maloney's got in touch. Kim Kallstrom to Arsenal with a broken back.
Yep. This is why I'm not worried about Ben White's medical.
I was going to say, this is why I'm delighted with the business Arsenal have done.
Yeah. Magic Dart says, when Newcastle signed the wrong De Jong brother, And when they realised it was the wrong one, signed the other one, and it turned out that was also the wrong De Jong brother.
The wrong De Jong.
I can't remember which one of those had a collapsed lung at one point. You just don't want to see that as a football as a football manager. From Stein Vibes, Edwin van der Sar just rocking up for 4 years of his prime at Fulham.
That is an incredible
one. That's a good
one.
One can forget that.
Because he was there for a long time as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally for now, LCH footy, Julian Faubé to Real Madrid has to be up there. Two games and a nap on the bench.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Gravesen to Real Madrid as well. They've got a few like that.
The thing is, though, people who have repeatedly said that on Twitter kind of a little bit put me out because I was such a fan of Gravesen. Yeah. I bloody loved him. I would have loved him at Newcastle. He was excellent. And I know that there was rumours that they bought the wrong Baldy, but it's like
the other one was Lee Carr.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got the right one.
But they wanted that McAlealy kind of like defensive footballer, but they didn't get that. Gravesen's quite, you know, he's quite a forward-facing player. Yeah. He played well for Real Madrid. Yeah. I think he was fantastic.
I remember when they announced it, that was like, you know, they were prime, like, insufferable Galactico mode.
Yeah.
They announced it by saying, we have signed the greatest player in Denmark. It's like, why does everything have to be the best of something?
It was quite affordable though as well in their grand scheme of like absolute maniac buys as well. And then he goes to Vegas and he's like worth $100 million or something. He just plays poker all day. Fantastic.
Is that right? Is he a poker player?
Is he a professional poker player? I know he made a load of money.
Are you thinking of Stig Tofting?
No. I think Gravesen just hangs out, lives in Vegas, and just plays poker because he made a lot of money in, I want to say, houses.
Oh, right.
Good on him.
There we are.
Everything's coming up, Thomas.
We did have a message from Joey saying in 2005, Reading signed Martin Keown and Les Ferdinand on the same day. Did that happen? That can't have happened.
Might have done.
Les Ferdinand, who knows?
Well, I don't know. Who knows the hoops?
Can I just say, with these odd transfers, I have to say, for Luke's sake, Robert Prosinecki at Portsmouth.
Yeah. And even Luke knows that. That's a swerve.
Show at footballramble.com, everybody. Now, John Terry, big news, has left his post as assistant manager at Aston Villa to pursue his objective of becoming a manager.
Yes.
Well, Where's he going to pop up?
The conspiracy theory on the Villa forums is that because he's best friends with Jack Grealish and he knows he's going to be off, so he's going to join the team that Jack Grealish is going to be moving to.
I mean, that would be quite fanciful because Grealish, if he does go, then he'll go to a really, really big club.
Which John Terry would not be able to manage.
You would think
exactly.
You would think so.
I mean, he's done his City of Guilds this summer. He's done his badges now.
Yeah,
he's done
his Duke of Edinburgh.
He's done his Duke of Edinburgh. Yeah. Now he's off.
I would love it, though, if Chelsea sacked Thomas Tuchel and got John Terry in before the start of the season. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
He's parading the Champions League trophy.
That's right.
In his shinnies.
He's there. Yeah, Jack Grealish did post, what a legend, all the best, JT. Jack Grealish has been very lively on the socials with their...
It
might not be him. It might be other people just posting pictures of him on holiday.
Yeah.
He does seem to be having a lovely old time.
He's just box office, isn't he?
He is. And I think that's undisputed now because of the Euros. I mean, I loved it during the Euros when they were like, what's it like? You know, how are you getting on? He was just like, yeah, this is brilliant. Normally I'm getting booed. They're all like, the whole country's behind me, you know. Yeah. He had a lovely old time with the Euros.
Would it be fair to say that players like, I don't know, Mings, etc., have benefited from John Terry being in that setup?
Well, possibly.
If I was going to be pleasant to an unlikable man.
Yes.
Defender Daddy of the Year. That's what I'm doing. Well, I'm giving out my award.
Well, you would certainly think that, you know, John Terry
has some experience to give.
He was a quality centre-half. There's no doubt about that. One of the finest defenders of his generation, certainly in the Premier League. Absolutely no question about that. So yes, I mean, you know, surely, you know, defenders would learn from that. You would think, I mean, if he's wanting to become a manager, then that wisdom he has, particularly as a master of that position, that he would have to be able to communicate that and inspire players around him. He did say, though, that his ambition is to manage Chelsea someday. He stressed that Spurs is the only job he wouldn't take. If I was Daniel Levy, I would offer him the job.
Didn't he say?
Go on, then.
Well, then he goes,
oh, actually, I've changed my mind. Ah, so have we. Up yours, John.
It wasn't at West Ham as well. He said he wouldn't welcome at West Ham.
He said he's pretty sure he wouldn't be welcome at West Ham. Yeah, which I think is fair. The Swansea job is currently available after Steve Cooper moved on. Jodie Morris has been linked. The Chelsea boys are trying to infiltrate football.
Circling.
A bit more. Yeah, because obviously Frank Lampard's a free agent. Would you describe him as, Jim?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, he's on the managerial shelf. I don't know.
Yeah, in the silo.
Yeah,
in the manager silo.
Do you know what worries?
Jumping up and down trying to get out.
I'll tell you, here's a big concern.
If they work together, yeah, it'll be all right, but they won't.
Here's a big concern of mine is Southgate has said he wants to stay on at Qatar, and then after that, he's not sure.
Yeah.
I'll just leave that there.
Are you worried about Frank Lampard?
Any of them?
Anyone else. Yeah, just worried about anyone else.
John Terry fancying the England job. The fine work that Southgate and his progressive England side have done.
It's terrible timing.
Jose, get Jose in. Tear it all down.
Oh, dear. Awful business. But yes, John Terry did say his immediate plan is to spend some quality time with his family and hopefully take up some invitations to visit clubs and managers around Europe. I like that. That sort of, a lot of managers do that. You'd expect that.
A little tour.
Yeah, a little Terry tour of Europe. Wouldn't it be lovely to go around and
Terry
just see,
tear up?
Terry, full Englishes everywhere.
Absolutely.
Ye olde Irish pub.
I think so. Speaking of former England players, if you will, Wayne Rooney. It's not going too well at Derby County.
No.
He's obviously been in. In the papers for a number of reasons, but we'll stick to this. Mm-hmm. Derby currently have 9 senior players available, 2 of which are goalkeepers, and their championship campaign kicks off on the 7th of August, which is really not that far away.
No idea.
He apparently joined in a training session yesterday, and it's reportedly wiped out midfielder Jason Knight in a 50-50, leaving Knight sidelined for 12 weeks with an ankle injury.
The way that he sort of... explained that away was wonderfully delicate, and you don't see Rooney as the delicate type, but it's like it's been lawyered to death. He has rocked his ankle. Thankfully, he doesn't need surgery, but needs the time to make sure he gets his ankle strong again. The ankle is the issue, not Wayne Rooney.
Mm. Will Rooney have to come out of retirement, like for real?
Is he in a position or shape to do that?
I don't know.
Let him see. It sounds like his challenges might be a little late.
No. you got him at the point that Derby do have a suspended 3-point kind of deduction. And and it will be activated if the club fail to play their players before June 30th next year. So just get rid of all your players. You don't have to pay them, mate.
Yeah.
Absolute universe brain stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, lads, I've got an idea.
Universe brain stuff.
Universe brain stuff.
Marvellous. Peter, before we get to Newcastle United.
Yeah.
Coming up.
I'm quite pleased to see that Fernando Torres has been appointed as Atletico Madrid's youth team coach. Who can't get on board with that?
Yeah.
Him and his biceps.
Oh, God, absolutely.
If he wasn't so hench, he'd still look like he would fit in that because he's so babyish.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Maybe that's why he had to pump up.
Quite scary, isn't it? A hench baby. No.
Well, he worked in the academy setup last season as assistant, as we know. But in this role, he's going to be joined by Koke's brother, Borja Resurrección.
Is that Barry Resurrection?
I think so. I don't know what Borja is, but we'll go with Barry Resurrection. It does sound like... He does sound like a name that Robbie Coltrane or Eric Idle's characters on Nuns of the Run would have quickly come up with.
Again.
Younger listeners there.
You keep on trying to bring in Nuns on the Run. Or was it me last time? I can't remember.
I think it was you.
It was one of us. Why? Which is trying to turn this podcast into a Nuns on the Run.
I mean, they...
Appreciation.
And let's be honest, that movie only exists because someone thought of that sentence.
Yeah.
Like, how do we work backwards and make this real?
Borja's got a lovely falcon on his Instagram profile. I hope he's bringing him.
Well, we look forward to that. Yeah, indeed. Oh, apparently Atletico Madrid under 15s, it's going to be Fabio Futre, the son of Paolo. He's going to take charge of the under 11s. Fabio Futre. Say it, Jim. It's pleasing.
Fabio Futre. I can't believe he's got a son who's old enough to be a coach.
Yeah, indeed. Right, Newcastle United. We've made it. This is how we're going to end the show.
Yeah.
Talking about Newcastle United.
The headliner.
Yeah. It is, Jim. That is absolutely right. We got through all that chutney and now we're here. The arbitration proceedings against the Premier League over last year's aborted takeover bid were adjourned last week until early 2022. So we look forward to
absolute purgatory, isn't it?
We look forward to that. That means that Mike Ashley is likely to be at the helm for this season. I mean, again, what's new, which seems to impact on the transfer budget. Again, what's new, Steve Bruce is in charge. I mean, there really is nothing new, is there? On transfers, though, Brucey told the BBC at the weekend, we're going to still have to be patient. My goodness, patience.
The war chest was startled by a firework and ran into the bushes.
I know that's awful from me.
So that's awful from me.
But we haven't the biggest.
I know that's awful from me, innit? I am naughty. I'm a cheeky little naughty boy, aren't I?
We're having the biggest of budgets.
I know that's awful from me.
Aren't I be fucking wicked?
Drives into someone's living room. Yeah. I know that's awful from me. You've got a feel for him though.
Pushes a display over in Tesco's. I am a real pixie.
He's just trying to see off all the abuse he's going to get.
Oh, devious little I should be spanked. I really should. Come on, I'll just ease the joggers down. Just give us a little spank. I really am a wicked little man.
I deserve this.
What else did he say? Oh, yeah. We're looking at loan market in particular.
Good player. Great player. Loan market.
Oh, we're going to have to let the big, big clubs go to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Excellent. He said they were trying to find a solution for Yoshinori Mutu.
Wow.
Yoshinori Mutu, sorry.
Nope. Yoshinori Muto.
Muto. Yoshinori.
Yoshinori.
Yoshinori Muto, sorry. He might finally be on the way after promising talks with Aris Salonika. So, yeah.
So that's encouraging, isn't it? A player we forgot was there on the move.
There's a lot of players in that kind of mould. Floating around, where's he gone?
Yeah, oh, right, okay. They're trying to sign Joe Willock. They are trying to sign him.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Arsenal apparently are dragging their heels.
Yeah, because we want money. Yeah.
Just give us him, would you?
I know that's awful for me. Can we just have
him? A cheeky little boy, aren't
I? They'll keep up their pursuit though.
Here's an H&M's little gift certificate. Will that do for you? Oh,
they'll keep up.
How am I? Let's have him for a bit.
You can rub me belly.
They're going to keep up their pursuit, though. Brucey reassuring everyone, saying, "We'll keep bashing away at it."
Yeah, keep bashing away at it.
Did you expect Bruce to still be here at this point when he took over, Pete?
No, I don't think anybody did. Were they? Yeah. He has, you know, the fact that I hate what he does to this football team. I hate what he does to the club. I think he's got
this is actually
many
not Bruce.
Issues.
Or both.
But I think for him. His own kind of career, Bruce, he's done all right. But for everyone else, he's done abominably.
You will miss him when Fizz is there, I tell you.
Right, I'm not having this bollocks that Luke was spouting out that he's the new heir apparent to Kevin Keegan's heir.
It's not
Fizzer.
Like for like, is it? That
it was not happening. My point is, you have to have had, you have to have been the best. He was the best footballer in Europe.
And likeable.
And likeable and lovable, and people wanted to play for him. None of that is true with Phil. Phil is just another white man in football who just fails upwards every time. It's just what happens.
I think Phil Neville's mildly likeable.
Not though. You are so off on this, mate. Like,
really?
Honestly, I want you to be better. However, mate, he's an idiot.
All right.
Drab fella made of knees.
All right. I know that was awful from me.
I don't think there is an equivalent of Keegan.
No, there isn't. That's why he's so enchanting. Yeah. He's delightful and he's hapless and he took his family to like Legoland or whatever recently.
Yeah, well,
we were noticing.
And finally, ladies and gentlemen, a national newspaper ran a story reporting that Kevin Keegan had been spotted having a day out with his grandkids in Cheshire.
Imagine how many bits of Lego he must have stepped on there.
I don't think it was even Legoland, was it? I don't know.
It's Legoland in Cheshire.
Keegan, 70s, pictured on fire.
Yeah. Look, it was a nothing story. He was just pictured out and about.
Yeah.
Weird to be papping Kevin Keegan. Slow day in paparazzi land. What were you doing?
Well, they were only in Cheshire, mate, though, weren't they?
Yeah, good point. Do you reckon he got a parking ticket?
Almost certainly.
Almost certainly. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble. On tomorrow's show, it's Kate, Pete and Luke.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
More of this. More hot transfer updates from St. James's Park.
More of that round your ear holes. Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Jim.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Ta-da.
Thank you, everybody. I know that was awful from us. See you tomorrow.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.